T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 8:31 here on Friday, July 28th. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Riley County Police Department and the Lawrence Police Department held a press conference yesterday about an ongoing sexual assault investigation dating back to 2000. It was in 2009 that officials announced that more than a dozen incidents of rape committed over the course of 8 years in both Manhattan and Lawrence near the K-State and KU campuses appeared to be connected. And police now believe that another rape case in Manhattan just 2 years ago is the work of a same suspect. Police say each incident involved a masked intruder entering a college student's off-campus residence, displaying a handgun, the assailant typically described as a white man, between 5'9 and 6 feet tall, with a big stomach and large thighs.
And we would like students, as well as the general public, to be mindful of this and to be watchful for anything or anyone that might seem out of place. Do not hesitate to alert the police in such instances. From our perspective, if in any circumstance you wonder whether you should call the police, the answer is yes.
To aid in focusing attention on these cases and assist in providing information to identify and apprehend a suspect, police have a dedicated website to this case. It is KansasCollegeRapist.com. All but one of the attacks occurred during school breaks at KU and K-State. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. The weather forecast here on this Friday. Let's get an update from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Well, good morning. With a few clouds to start today, looks like a nice weather pattern settling in for today and tomorrow. Temperatures likely in the low 80s around lunchtime, 89 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, clearing, our low 67. Sunshine for Saturday with a high 87. And we could see a few thunderstorms roll in early Sunday, not nearly as warm, in 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, partly cloudy, a breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 74 degrees. Heston Police Department Chief Doug Schroeder is going to receive the Presidential Medal of Valor, the White House making that announcement yesterday. Chief Schroeder received the nomination for his actions in the Excel Industries shooting. Schroeder is the one who shot and killed the gunman, who killed 3 people and wounded 14 more. That was in February of last year. 300 people were in the factory at the time of the shooting. Schroeder said that any police officer would have acted as he did under those circumstances. He said God had prepared him throughout his life and career to deal with that situation. Drought conditions getting worse in several states, and extreme heat and weeks with little rain are beginning to stress corn, soybeans, wheat, and livestock in some areas.
The weekly drought monitor, released Thursday by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says nearly 11% of the continental United States is in a moderate drought or worse. The most severe drought area is centered on portions of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated several counties in those states as areas of natural disaster, paving the way for emergency loans and procedures. Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas are also seeing stressed crops and farm animals. About half of the U.S. spring wheat, 15% of corn, and 14% of soybeans are in drought. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS, National News Time, 8:35.
The health care bill in the Senate appears dead for now after 3 Republican senators broke ranks and voted with the Democrats to defeat the latest Obamacare repeal bill. ABC's Karen Travers has more from the White House.
Late Thursday night, President Trump was cheering on Republicans, urging them on Twitter to, quote, give Americans great health care. But he was on the sidelines, never taking any active role in trying to get legislation across the finish line. Mr. Trump spent more time this week tweeting about his disappointment with his Attorney General Jeff Sessions than working with Republicans to come up with something that could pass. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
On the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said after the vote,
this is a disappointment. A disappointment indeed.
Senator John McCain said afterwards this bill would not have fixed the problems of Obamacare and made things better for the American people. The thought is that Republicans may now have to sit down with the Democrats and come up with something that both sides can agree on. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And our host, Jad Chambers, and boy, the folks on Capitol Hill in the nation's capital, they take a lot of heat. And but you know, that's where the comedy arrows get slung towards their direction sometimes.
Yes, exactly. So we've got some interesting ones here, some funny bits from last night, the Late Late Show with James Corden. He joked about Anthony Scaramucci's comments about Steve Bannon in the New Yorker magazine.
Now, I have to be careful how I said this. So he called a journalist at the New Yorker and he said, unlike Steve Bannon, I don't try to pleasure myself with my own mouth. That's what he said. He said that Steve Bannon does that. So just to be clear, that's the White House communications director talking about the chief strategist in the New Yorker. Like, what does this guy say in private?
Just to prove, however, that Corden doesn't play any favorites when it comes to politicians that, well, do something stupid.
Hillary Clinton announced she will be releasing her memoir about the 2016 presidential campaign titled What Happened. It's absolutely true. The book will be released in hardback, Kindle, and 30,000 emails you won't be able to find. Hillary's book, the book's about the election and is expected to do very, very well. Although my hunch is it will probably underperform in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
So some jokes get political there on late night, James Corden. At the box office this weekend, it's Charlize Theron versus Emojis versus World War II.
Oh, my.
Yeah. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
This only ends one way.
Not true. Several ways the box office could go this weekend. If Charlize Theron's Atomic Blonde overperforms, it'll end up in first. But right now, predictions have it opening under $25 million, which would put Atomic Blonde in third.
We have an incoming text!
Behind the Emoji Movie, which is maybe looking at $25 million or more. But both could get dusted by Dunkirk.
There's no hiding from this sun.
Christopher Nolan's World War II drama could once again take the top spot. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
This year's MTV Video Music Awards have their host, ABC's Christopher Watson, with more on that.
She's already got the second most nominations going into this year's MTV Video Music Awards, so why shouldn't Katy Perry also host them? The news came Thursday, Perry's first time hosting the honors. She'll also be the first performer on this year's broadcast. She's tied with The Weeknd with 5 nominations. Kendrick Lamar's got the most with 8. The VMAs air August 27th on MTV. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
A success in court for the company founded by the Beatles. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us, at issue was the band's celebrated concert at Shea Stadium in New York.
In what is undoubtedly one of the most famous rock and roll shows, the Beatles played Shea Stadium on August 15, 1965. The show was recorded and a lawsuit filed in federal court here in New York questioned who owned the rights to the master tapes. The company named for the concert's promoter, Sid Bernstein, sued Apple Corps Limited, claiming Bernstein was the producer and the employer for hire of the Beatles. The judge dismissed the lawsuit, though, saying no matter how much Bernstein contributed to the show, the company had no claim to the master tapes. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
So a win for the Beatles, for Apple Records.
Yeah. They didn't, that show didn't last very long.
Yeah.
I think it was only like 35 minutes long or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney kind of puts that to shame these days, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, he does 2 hours and 50 minutes, but, you know, back then, you showed up and they did their 35 minutes worth of songs and the girls were screaming and the Beatles couldn't hear each other and they, you know, just weird.
Yeah.
Times have changed a lot since.
Well, being funny can make you pretty rich. The king of observational humor is once again the king of comedy, Jerry Seinfeld, at the top of Forbes' list of top-earning comedians. Jerry Seinfeld up there at the top. The magazine says he earned $69 million last year. He's got some deals with Netflix, and he has a stand-up routines and stand-up tour that he does. So $69 million.
And he's still making money from the sitcom.
Yeah. Still is.
Yeah.
And, okay, care to guess who's second on that list, Ted?
Who is number two on the comedians?
Or just give me somebody else in the top five.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart fell to sixth place.
He was number one last year.
He was number one last year, and he fell to sixth place. It was a good
guess. I know it's not Don Rickles anymore.
No, it is not Don Rickles anymore. Number two on the list, this makes no sense to me, Chris Rock.
Huh.
Was he in a movie or something?
He must have been in a movie.
Must have been. I don't know. $57 million for Chris Rock. Good payday there. Louis C.K. is in third, $52 million. Amy Schumer, the only woman on the list, in fifth place. So there we go. A list, Forbes list of the top earning comedians. Ted, that's all we have for The Blur today. Every day, The Blur is sponsored by...
Boy, they're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know who also makes a decent amount of money?
That's right.
The folks at Pizza John's in Derby. Not because they're overcharging you. It's just because they just serve this great pizza day after day, and people go down there and they love it.
Yeah.
It's just so good. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. They have lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. We love them, and you will love it too if you go down and give it a try. K-15, 208 South Baltimore, Pizza John's in Derby! By the way, our research staff says the Beatles concert at Shea Stadium back in 1965 was 50 minutes long.
50 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right from the time they emerged from that helicopter until the time they got the heck out of there.
Right.
Less than an hour. And they're still fighting over the rights to those recordings. 52 years later. Steve and Ted, 842 with Steve and Ted. We will chat with John Pullman and find out what's going on Wichita Means Business. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.